And we'll read verse 7. The last part of verse 7, again, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 7. He says there's a time to keep silence and a time to speak. This morning in our lesson, I want us to speak about and to think about for a few moments about the importance of listening. And I want to start with an example. I have a neighbor that he and I own a lake together. It joins my property and it joins his property. And I own about two-thirds of it and he owns about one-third of it. About 5 weeks ago, he called me and we just chatted a little bit. And he said, I'd like to put some of that blue chemical in the waters, make it look pretty and all that stuff and so on. And I said, that's okay with me. Put it in there if you want to. And then he said, well, there's some limbs in the water, and that would be on my side of the lake. He said, I'd like to get those out of the lake. And I said, that's okay with me. So then I thought, I'm going to ask something of you. And so I said, there's a sycamore tree on the dam. And I think I said next to the water, but I'm not real sure about that. But again, a sycamore tree on the dam, they grow very fast, and I'd like for you to cut that. And he said, I'd be happy to do that. And he said, I know exactly which one that you're talking about. That was on Thursday. On Saturday, I looked back there, and he's cutting a tree at the base of the dam. And it's not a sycamore tree. And it was really hot that morning. I thought, not only is he cutting the wrong tree, he's not going to cut that sycamore tree. And so I thought about, what went wrong? Did I not make myself clear? Was he listening? Do you ever talk to someone and you know that they are not listening? Does someone ever talk to you and you're not listening? I see some of you looking at your spouse right now. And I guess that goes without saying that part about not listening. Many would much rather hear themselves talk than to listen to someone else. Many would rather hear themselves talk than to listen to someone else. Now, going back to the cutting the tree, I looked back there a couple of hours later, and he was cutting the right tree. He did cut that sycamore down. I don't understand about the one down at the base of the lake. I don't know what happened, the dam. I don't know what happened about that. I didn't care if he cut that one either. So all of that was fine. And I want to say he was very, very nice to cut those trees for me. As we talk about and study about this morning the importance of listening, I want us to go to Webster's Dictionary. And I want us to define what the word listen or listening, what that word means. According to Webster's Dictionary, listen or listening means to make a conscious effort to hear. To make a conscious effort to hear. Brethren, listening is a lost art today. Our attention span, we're told, is somewhere around 5 minutes long. Maybe our sermons ought to be about 5 minutes long then also, if that's about as long as we listen. I noticed Brother Ronnie in his prayer mentioned about listening in the sermon this morning, and I appreciate that, and especially I was thinking about my lesson this morning. Now, all of this, not listening, can be annoying. It can be confusing. It can be hurtful. It can be embarrassing. Why would anyone not want to listen to me anyway? and it can even be disgusting. Oh, how we need someone to just care and to listen. Now, I want to go from that which is annoying and upsetting and so on, I want to go next to that which is absolute necessity. As we're talking about the importance of listening, now we're talking about that which is absolutely necessary. And I want us to look at this from three different angles. Number one, the importance of listening. God demands that we listen. There's so many verses that we could use, and I want us to start with some verses in the Old Testament. And again, as we think about the Old Testament, there's so many verses that we could use from the Old Testament, but I've chosen a few, and first of all, from Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. In Isaiah chapter 1, we'll start with verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. Verse 17. Learn to do good. But then let's skip over to chapter 49 and we'll read verse 1. Chapter 49, verse 1. Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar. Now, notice what he has said in the three or four different verses we read. He said, hear, learn, listen, and he's speaking about the Word of God. For the most part, did they hear? Did they listen to God? And did they obey God? And we know the answer to that is no. And they paid a very severe penalty for their disobedience in not hearing and listening and obeying the Word of God. Let's move to the New Testament now. And I'd like for you, if you will, to open your Bible to Mark chapter 12. And we'll look at verse 28 through verse 31. Mark chapter 12, and we'll begin with verse 28. Mark said, then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reason together, perceiving that he, Jesus, had answered them well, asked Jesus, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Now, he's quoted from the Old Testament as he says, hear, O Israel. But obviously, he's meaning that this is two laws for us today also. Do we hear these commandments today? Do we listen intently today? Do we obey with all of our soul, mind, and strength these two commandments that he gave to us? Do we obey as a nation? Do we obey as a church? And then do we obey as individual Christians? Turn with me, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 3. And we'll read verse 15 through 19, and then the fourth chapter, verse 1 and 2. Again, Hebrews chapter 3, starting in verse 15. Again, the writer is quoting from the Old Testament. He says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now, with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpse fell in the wilderness? And in whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? See, we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. Therefore, what he has just said. He says, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear, lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. He speaks there about hearing. Again, God demands that we hear his word. He speaks about listening. God demands that we listen to his words. He speaks about God demands that we obey his word. In the 5th chapter, verse 11, he says, speaking of God and Christ and Melchizedek, again, the 5th chapter, verse 11, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. Have we become dull of hearing today? As an example, the 9 a.m. worship service is not napping time. The 10 o'clock Bible study, I had to reverse what I had what I had written down. I didn't know y'all had changed your services. The 10 o'clock Bible study is not dozing time. It is hearing, listening, and obeying time. God demands that we listen to his word. Number two, we're speaking about this morning about the importance of listening. This one might surprise you just a little bit. Number two, God demands that we listen to each other. God demands that we listen to each other. And I'm going to read several passages. We'll start with Romans chapter 14, verse 7. Romans chapter 14, verse 7. The Apostle Paul says, for none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. The 12th chapter, verse 10, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. Verse 15 and verse 16. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. And then if you will, let's turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. We'll read verse 2 through verse 4. He says, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. He says, therefore, comfort or encourage each other and edify one another, just as you're also doing. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We're bound to give thanks. We're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 and verse 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort or encourage one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Oh, there is so much to be said about this point we're looking at, the importance of listening to each other. At a congregation that I preached for 14 years, Chapel Hill over in Cheatham County, there was a man there that his father was in very, very bad health. And in fact, he was real close to dying. And he told me, he said, one of the men there would come by every Sunday night and ask, "How's your dad doing?" And he said, before I could even say anything, before I could get any words out of my mouth at all, that he would walk right on by. And he said, "You know, Larry, he didn't care. He didn't care about my dad. Didn't really care about me. He'd ask, but then he didn't even wait for an answer." I want to ask the question now, is that me today? Is it? Is it me? I don't care, and you know it. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, the Apostle Paul says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Let us use some examples. Perhaps, maybe, there is someone here this morning, right now, that you're hurting physically. You're really hurting physically. Well, who cares? It's not me. Perhaps, maybe there is someone here right now that is hurting emotionally. Might be a loss of job. It might be sickness. It might be a family problem. They just need someone to talk to listen. Well, who cares? Number three, there might be someone here this morning that is brokenhearted. It might be a divorce. It might be a death in the family. It might be that they have a serious illness. So what? It's not me. Oh, how I need someone to love me and care for me. Are you that someone? I look out in the audience and I see some people that are elderly, whatever age that is. And sometimes when people are elderly, they have these thoughts. I am forgotten. No one notices. No one asks about me anymore. I am broken. And no one cares about me. And in all four categories that I mentioned, they are crying out, "I need help. I need help." They're crying out, "I need help." Do I hear them? Do I listen? And then do I help? Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. The Apostle Paul says, and we all know this passage, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. He says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith." Oh, how I need someone to love me and to care about me. Are you that someone? The importance of listening. Number three. This morning we're speaking about and studying about the importance of listening. And this one might surprise you a little bit also. And again, it's number three. God demands that we listen, to the lost. We listen to the lost. In Acts chapter 10, we're introduced by Luke to a man by the name of Cornelius. We'll read verse 1 and 2. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with all of his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. This man saw a vision from God. And in verse 5, God told him to send, through an angel, send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. As they're on their journey to go summon Peter, Peter also sees a vision. And, of course, we know, as it's recorded for us, Peter, the vision he sees is encouraging him to go and speak to the Gentiles. And so these men, as they came to Peter, verse 22, they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one who fears God, and has a good reputation among all the nations of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you. And so they and Peter then go back to Simon's house. Now, look at verse 29 very carefully. Peter says, therefore I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. I ask you then, for what reason have you sent me? Peter is trying to ascertain where Cornelius is spiritually. He's wanting to listen to this lost man to find out what he needs and where he is spiritually. So Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting into this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you. So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. And then, of course, he began to preach Jesus to him. He listened to this man, and then he began to tell him what he needed to hear. Now, for us today, we must listen to the lost. Find out what they believe. Find out where they are spiritually. And then, as it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, teach them the truth in love then. But we must listen to those that are lost so that we will know what we need to teach them that we might lead them to Jesus Christ. Let's close our lesson this morning with these thoughts. Listening. Oh, what a lost art. Oh, I would much rather you hear me than for me to hear you. Oh, I have so much to say. And what I have to say is, oh, it's just so important. And so while you're talking, I'm thinking about what I'm going to say, because it's much more important than what you're saying. I'm not really listening. Again, in the book of James, James chapter 1, verse 19, James gives us a wonderful comment about our conversations. He says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and then he says, slow to wrath. Be anxious to listen, to hear what others say. Don't be so quick to say what you think you have to say that's so important. God demands that we listen to his word. Think about the world that we live in today. Oh, how important that is, isn't it? That the world would listen to his word. That the religious world would listen to his word. And that in the Church of Christ today, that we would listen to his word. Not to what other people's thoughts and imaginations are and so on. But listen to his word. God demands that we listen to each other. And oh, how important that is. That people understand how much we love and how much we care for them. I just hope, and I heard somebody say the other day, said, I don't want to ever hear another word, a lesson about coronavirus. But I hope that for all of us, one thing it's really, really taught us about how important we are to each other. I hope it's taught us that. How important my brothers and sisters in Christ, how important they are to me, and hopefully how important that I am to them. Number three, God demands that we listen to those that are lost so that we will understand where they are in their spiritual walk, that we might lead them to Christ Jesus. I'd like to close with a passage in the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 33, verse 8 and 9. Psalm chapter 33, verse 8 and verse 9. He says, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Oh, wouldn't it be something if all the inhabitants of the world were in awe of God today and all desired to hear him today. Hear, listen, obey, and then obey God's plan to save lost man. This morning, if there's someone in the audience that you have a belief in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, you believe that truly this is the Word of God, you're repenting of sin that's in your life, you desire to confess your faith this morning before this audience, and you desire to be baptized for the remission of your sins and to begin to walk in newness of life, we just pray that you would come. If there is someone that you've gone back to walking with the world and you need to come back to Jesus, we just pray that you would come right now as we stand and as we sing.